episode 841, Step Out in Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you all are having a really restful and relaxing, rejuvenating weekend. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it is your time to really focus on you, to turn the page on what God wants you to look at inward. We sometimes are consumed by everybody else's doings and our responsibilities, but now it's your responsibility to yourself. God created you on purpose for a purpose. And so today we're going to take a breather and step out in faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Did you know you are called to step out in faith? And in faith, not given by your own doings. You see, God sets boundaries to not only keep us safe, but to keep us focused and directed where He desires us to go. God is an indescribable and incredible planner. We think we got it all planned out, right? Yeah, you're already looking at it tomorrow. You got, oh, have you seen my schedule? It looks so good. I'm jam-packed. Man, I only have about 35 minutes here, but I'm going to fill it with this, that, and the other. But you see, God is a better planner than you. And in that, you are called to step out in faith. When you step out in faith, it can bring about jolts of overwhelm and fear because you may not know the reasoning behind His direction. You begin to question. You begin to wonder. Your mind takes you where? All the what ifs. Oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? Well, I could do this. Maybe I could do that. You know what I'm talking about. You've been on that what-if roller coaster. As you learn and lean on God, that causes you to become more vulnerable with Him. You grow in your intimacy with God, which in turn increases the level of trust. You see, it's a two-way street with God. He will guide and protect you. He will provide for you and love you. All He asks is that you step out in faith. And sometimes that means we have to step out and not know what's on the other side. We may not know and see and understand His promises that He has. We could be on one side of the rainbow, but we need to get to the other side. You got to step out in faith. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." Think about all you are trying to accomplish in your life. What are your dreams for your life? Where are you right now? If you went backwards in time, let's just say 4 years ago, where were you? Think back. Is that a good place in your life, or were things a little topsy-turvy? Now let's fast forward where you are now. Have you seen much growth? Is there much of a difference? Has your relationship and your marriage changed? Your relationship with your children, your relationship with even your business? You had this dream of building a business. Where are you in that process? Now I want you to fast forward a little bit more. Think about the next 90 days. I'm not talking about years away. I'm just saying the next 90 days. That's kind of scary. You're thinking, well, 90 days seems, well, kind of long, but yet it's short. It is short. 3 months. 90 days. If we were to analyze what we could do in 90 days instead of making up excuses, what would happen in your life? Would you be even further along than you were these past 4 years? Think about all you are trying to accomplish in your life because you can't do it alone. Yet I know we try. I do. Think about it. What are you trying to do right now all by yourself? Maybe it's trying to get your website up. And you're like, oh, I can do this. But you forgot maybe to include that in your daily prayers, your daily chats with God, and saying, you know, Lord, I kind of need some help on this. You know what? He wants to be a part of your technology in your life. Maybe it's in your marriage. And you're sitting here going, oh, I've been struggling and I just don't know what to do. I've been trying to do it all by myself. There's your issue right there. You can't do it alone. You want to go back to school and get that degree that you so long for because your kids are starting to get older and you're at a good point in your life. Finances, they're not the best, but you can handle going back to school. Yet there's still some issues that you got to work out. Have you had a chat with God lately? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. It's not of your will, but of His. You can't do it alone. So the question is, in what you are wanting to do in your life, are you leaning on God? Are you listening to where He is guiding you? Because if you are, there are going to be some times that you don't logically understand what's happening and you will have to step out in faith. God doesn't qualify us by our own doings. He calls you and then equips you. He gives you exactly the gifts and the talents that you need. And He allows your life to unfold as He sees fit. Remember, He's the incredible, indescribable planner. We try to do it. I know. I've got so many different planners. I've got one that hangs on my wall. I've got one that opens up. I've got two or three between my computer, my tablet, and my cell phone. But God's got your back even more. He knows every hair on your head. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. He loves you exactly for who you are, who He created. He desires more to get you to where He has created you to be than even your dreams can even imagine. Your brain can't take you there, but we try to do it by ourselves, don't we? You want to know the biggest productivity, whether it be hack or whatever you want to call it, the number one tip, this is how you need to live your life. How are you communicating with God every single day? Are you leaning on Him? Are you trusting in Him? Or are you going it alone? Because man, when you go crazy, the challenges get even rougher. Now that doesn't mean that just because you're having daily conversations with God that, you know, it's going to be a piece of cake. Oh no, it's not going to be smooth sailing. He never promised us that. But what He did promise is His grace, His love, His mercy. He's there. He's going to guide and protect you. And when you begin to truly allow Him to wrap His arms around you and to become integrated in your life, building this intimacy, this one-on-one relationship, trust, you'll be able to step out in faith even stronger. Ready your heart constantly leaning upon God. Don't let the worries of this world hold you back. Step out in faith. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.